When you're swinging a golf club to hit a golf ball on the sea, two things are sort of happening. One is the golf club is further away from your hand, so as you move, the golf club is moving faster than your hand. Also, as you're bringing it down, you've got the force of gravity helping you, because you've lifted it up, the golf club, but you're also slowly storing angular energy in the golf club as it's swinging around. Now, to work out how fast a golf ball goes, we consider the frame of reference it's called. Imagine you're sitting on the surface of your golf iron, and you'll see this ball coming towards you, and it will be coming towards you eventually at the final speed, your swing speed. In this example, we've picked the answer 50 kilometers an hour. That's how fast it's going. It's a reasonably fast car going past. You can imagine swinging that fast. So the ball's coming in. Now, you're sitting on that frame of reference, so the ball looks to be rushing at 50 kilometers an hour towards you. It just simply bounces off at 50 kilometers an hour again, relative to the speed of the golf club. So you actually get a factor of 2 in your frame of reference standing there. The golf ball pings out at 100 kilometers per hour. If you swing a golf club to hit a golf ball, and at the bottom of its swing it is going 50 kilometers an hour, how fast does the golf ball leave the tee? 100 kilometers per hour? To understand how a golf ball springs away from the golf club faster than the actual golf club moves, we have to move into the frame of reference of the golf ball. And this is another way of understanding how it happens. So imagine a stop motion or a slow motion picture of what's going on. The golf club will come down, this time much more slowed down because of so many frames per minute. The golf ball will initially stay and move along with the golf club, but as it does so, it deforms, and after it deforms, it will spring out from the golf club with additional velocity. So that's deformation, and additional velocity explains its increased velocity. So the maximum rate you would hit, say, a China ball, a non-springy ball, would be 50 kilometers, but it gets an extra 50 kilometers and goes away at 100 kilometers an hour because it can actually spring and deform and actually fires off the surface of the golf club. Imagining a golf shot in slow motion, looking at the club hitting the ball, what best describes the ball after it has been hit? It deforms and springs off the club. In this problem, we're talking about velocity as distinct from speed. Velocity is speed in a direction, so we'll have to define a direction. Let's define positive velocity as upwards. So initially, the basketball, which has been bounced downwards, hits the ground at a speed of 10 kilometers per hour, but then its actual velocity is down 10 kilometers an hour or minus 10 kilometers an hour. or minus 10 kilometers an hour up. It then changes its velocity, keeps the same speed after initially coming to rest for a short time, and reforms and bounces upwards to a velocity of plus 100. That's plus 10 kilometers per hour. So if you imagine it on a number line, it starts off at minus 10 kilometers per hour and then eventually leaves the situation at 10 kilometers an hour. So it's net change in speed, change friction, the change in velocity is plus 20 kilometers per hour. Defining velocity as positive for up, if I bounce a basketball and it hits the ground at 10 kilometers per hour, after it bounces upwards at the same speed, what is its change in velocity? Plus 20 kilometers per hour? You should try this experiment at home if you have a basketball and a tennis ball. Place the tennis ball on top of the basketball and bounce the two together so they hit the ground together, and you'll notice the tennis ball flies up. What's happening is that the tennis ball is bouncing off the basketball, which is now going up at the speed, a greater speed than the ground, and so this is giving the extra tennis ball a kick. If you look at the vectors involved, you've got the tennis ball vector is turning around, and also the basketball vector is turning around. The basketball vector turns around first and then adds onto the tennis ball's vector. So initially it may be dropping down at 10 kilometers an hour. It then bounces upwards at 10 kilometers an hour, but that from that platform the tennis ball is coming in at 20 kilometers an hour relative to this new basketball, which is now coming up towards it, and then bounces off at 20 kilometers an hour twice as fast. If you bounce a basketball with a tennis ball sitting on top of it such that it hits the ground at 10 kilometers an hour, at what speed does the tennis ball bounce upwards? 20 kilometers an hour? If you know the initial vertical velocity of a projectile, that's something thrown into the air, you can use some basic maths to work out how long it will remain in flight. And it basically goes like this. The Earth's gravitational field removes 9.8 meters per second from the vertical velocity every second. So if it's got a vertical velocity initially of 9.8 meters, after 1 second it will come to rest at the very top of its projectile trajectory and then take another second to come down. So 9.8 meters per second is 2 seconds flight, two times that, which is 19.6 meters per second upwards. That will take 2 seconds to come to rest and 2 seconds to fall down again from that height. And so that will take 4 seconds. So in this case, because the tennis ball is traveling at twice the speed of the basketball which has been dropped, and when it bounces up, will take twice as long in the air. How much longer will the tennis ball remain in the air than the basketball after they've been dropped together? Twice as long? When a projectile reaches the top of its trajectory, it's lost all vertical motion and all its energy has been converted into gravitational potential energy. So its initial vertical components of its kinetic energy, half mv vertical squared equals mgh. And so we get the relationship that things will be, if chucked vertically up, will reach a height which is proportional to the square of the original velocity. So in the case of the tennis ball traveling twice as fast, it will reach a height 4 times higher. When a tennis ball is placed on top of a basketball and the pair are dropped together and rebound, the basketball rises up again to a height of 2 meters. How high will the tennis ball go? 4 meters? In this arrangement, a marble is on top of a tennis ball, which is on top of a basketball, and they all get dropped to the ground at the same time. The tennis ball will be coming in at 10 kilometers per hour when it encounters the basketball coming up, rising up at 10 kilometers an hour. It will therefore bounce off the basketball at a relative velocity of 10 kilometers an hour, but the absolute velocity of of going from the basketball will be 20 kilometers an hour upwards. So the marble coming down on top of the tennis ball will be coming in at 10 kilometers an hour and encounter a tennis ball going up at 20 kilometers an hour. It will bounce off and add an additional 10 kilometers an hour, so the marble will shoot up at 30 kilometers an hour. The following arrangement, a basketball with a tennis ball sitting directly on top of it, with a marble sitting directly on top of that, is dropped such that it hits the ground at 10 kilometers an hour. How fast will the marble shoot upwards? 30 kilometers an hour? On the surface of the Earth, all objects fall with an acceleration of 9.8 meters per second per second. That is, they gain a speed for every second falling of 9.8 meters per second. Now that's close enough for us to say that's 10 meters per second per second. Now there is a formula, which we won't derive here, which says that the distance travelled is a half g, which is 10, t squared. So an object will fall 5 meters in 1 second, freefall from rest, freefall, and at the end of that second will be travelling at 9.8 meters per second. An object which has been falling for 2 seconds will fall 5 times 2 squared, which is 20 meters. So an object dropped from a height of 5 meters will take 1 second to hit the ground. A basketball is dropped out of a third story building window 5 meters above the ground. How long does it take to hit the ground? 1 second. When an object has been falling for 1 second before it hits the ground, will hit the ground at 9.8 meters per second, or roughly 10 meters per second. In the case of being a basketball, it will deform instantaneously and then bounce up at 10 meters per second. So it will have a change in velocity of 20 meters per second. Now, if this happens in a hundredth of a second, the acceleration, which is the rate of change of velocity per second, is actually 2,000 meters per second, or 2,000 meters per second to the minus 2, another way of describing that, or it's equivalent to a force of 200 G. Now, most humans, maximum humans have ever survived, I think it's up to 44 G, if you can search it up on the internet. If a basketball is dropped such that it is falling for 1 second and hits the ground, changing direction in a hundredth of a second, what is the acceleration experienced by the basketball? 2,000 meters per second up.